Trump with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 653 in the series. Happy anniversary, Franklin Matters. Goodbye, Facebook. Let's celebrate your readership in growing numbers of readers as we enter November 2021. It was only in November 2007 that franklinmatters.org came into existence. I had started reporting on Franklin on my personal blog about 2 years prior, and as the override vote continued to become a reality, during 2007, my reporting increased to cover it. There had been talk of getting it on the ballot, and then all the informational meetings began to prepare for the vote when the date was set for May 22, 2007. After the vote passed, I continued to report on what was happening, and my regular readers been complaining about, hey, Steve, what's this Franklin stuff that was taking me away from the other topics I had been writing about on my blog? Hence, plans began for a new page. And as the 2007 local election was also scheduled for November, I decided to make the switch after the election and began preparing for the new page for that introduction. You know, by the way, the Facebook page was added in 2010 and will be deleted at the end of November 2021. There was life before Facebook, and there will be life after the Franklin Matters page goes away from Facebook. So to be clear, while the Franklin Matters feed to Facebook will go away, Franklin Matters will not. My commitment to you will continue to be providing timely and accurate information to all interested. I will continue to follow the money, focusing on the school committee, finance committee, and town council meetings. In my current retirement lifestyle, some of the extra time I have can then be applied to expand my reporting to include the quality of life items that following the money provides for us. The content will continue to be primarily text-based with appropriate links to the supporting or source documents. Audio will be made available when practical. Photos will continue to be shared. Multiple social media channels will help spread the information to where you can find it, except that Facebook will not be part of our journey forward. Email will remain the best source. One email daily with all that matters. Twitter will continue to be used for sharing the information items, as well as for capturing my notes during meetings or events. The podcast will share the audio files of meetings and interviews. Integration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio will continue. Someday, not too far away, there will be one page with three views to watch, listen, and read all of Franklin's information. That's the vision that Pete Fasciano developed and I've been working towards. The watch will have Franklin TV in the three channels. The listen will be Franklin Public Radio and the associated podcasts. And the read will be Franklin Matters, last but not least, to help tie all the information together. It does take two to tango, so you have a role to play as we take this journey together to keep you informed on what matters in Franklin. What do you need to do? I'm glad you asked. If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. I thank you for reading, listening, and all importantly, asking questions. My radar is pretty good, but not perfect. So if you want to know something, don't be bashful. Ask. Send me an email. Use Twitter. You can also use Facebook Messenger. I will still participate on Facebook, primarily to keep up with family connections, so you can use that channel if you choose. I also host a monthly Franklin Matters Q&A event. It's usually hybrid. I'll be in person at the Senior Center with a Zoom link to enable remote participation. It provides some time for a quick overview of what's current and time for in-depth analysis in answer to your questions. So let me close with this is my public service effort because Franklin matters. If you do too, then we're on this journey together, and let's continue. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.